Reese, are you on?
I am.
You are a woman. You are an entrepreneur. You are a mom. You are an executive. You are a student. You are anything you want to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host, Kathleen Callie.
Welcome to everyone joining me today on the Every Woman Can Be Speaker Spotlight Radio. This is actually our first blog talk radio broadcast, and I'm very excited that we're using this method to reach many, many women out there. Now, I'm the business and services advisor of Every Woman Can Be and owner of KC Streamline Concepts, offering business productivity solutions. Every Woman Can Be is a premier organization to provide women the opportunity to learn more about business, women's health issues, self-improvement, and many more issues. I invite you for approximately the next 30 minutes to relax, eat your lunch, and if you are driving, please be hands-free. And I also, I don't think I introduced myself, but I am Kathleen Cowley with Every Woman Can Be. And I am very happy to welcome today Teresa Bruni, founder of Less Fear, More Flow. Now, Teresa is a certified health and wellness coach, and she specializes in moving her clients from a place of just surviving to a place of healthy and vigorous prosperity in all areas of their life. Teresa believes good health is the foundation to all areas of life. And I have to say, I've known Teresa for quite a few years now. We've seen each other in many different venues, and I'm very thrilled to have Teresa with me today. So welcome, Teresa.
Thank you for having me, Kathleen. I'm also thrilled to be here with you and your listeners today.
Great. Now, today, you know, there's different types of coaches, and it always interested me to know how they become a coach. And you have focused on relationships, finance, spirituality, and self-worth. So how did you find this to be your passion?
Well, that's a really great question, Kathleen. There really are so many types of coaches. There are business coaches, including corporate and small business, grief coaches, parenting, divorce and dating, pregnancy coaches, lifestyle coaches, diet and health. The list is very, very long. And most coaches find their passion from a life experience or from some big challenge that they've had to go through and that they were able to overcome. And they also have a passion for giving back to the world and what they learned from that life challenge. And they have a deep desire to help others. And that's exactly how it happened for me. It was in the early 90s, and I was living a pretty good life. I was healthy, and I had a good corporate job, and I was active in my community. Everything seemed to be going fairly well for me. But then my health started to decline, and before I knew it, I became chronically ill, and I was too sick to even work. Before I realized what was happening, I was on medical disability and facing a journey that would last nearly a decade. Now, about 7 years into this journey, I had the realization that medical science just didn't have answers for me. And if I wanted to get my health back and my life back, I was going to have to do some things myself in order to make that happen. I had to harness my own healing power to get well. And I made a commitment to do that, and it took nearly 3 years for me to get well, but I did get well. And this very month, February, I'm celebrating my 16-year anniversary of being back to work full-time. And that's how I developed my passion and my coaching niche to help others. My desire is to teach them what I learned on that very long journey so that they can heal faster and not only get well, but stay well. So My passion and my mission came right out of a life experience that I had, and it's to assist others who suffer with chronic health conditions so that I can essentially fast-track my clients by giving them the tools that I developed for myself and from everything else that I learned on my journey. But also, Kathleen, I want to help those who are under stress to get back in balance before the stress takes a toll on their health.
Wow, Teresa, that is quite a story, and congratulations on reaching, you know, this really, really wonderful goal in your life. And I'm sure that you've, you know, gathered such information and insight that, you know, your passion is to share it with others. So that takes us to today's topic that you're going to share with us, which is protecting your health by effectively coping with stress. Now, we hear a lot about stress. So, you know, Teresa, how does stress really affect our health?
Well, first, I think it's important to mention that there are two types of stress. The first is physical stress, and the second is mental stress. And I'll address both of those. But first, medical science has known for a long time that stress causes illness. And what happens is when we're under stress, our bodies release two hormones called cortisol and epinephrine. Now, these are the same hormones that are released during the flight or fight response, which most of us are familiar with. That is the response that we're all born with that gets triggered when we sense danger. However, these hormones, if they're released in the body for a long period of time due to stress, they actually cause a physical breakdown to the body, which results in illness. So first, let me address the mental stress. This type of stress is typically caused by our thoughts and our emotions, and how we're handling life on a day-to-day basis. So basically, it comes down to how we view life. And let me give you a couple of examples. We all know people, or we've known people, who just can't seem to get out of their own way. You know the type of person, the one that feels like nothing ever goes right for them. These people have what can be called as a victim mentality. Their view of life is simply that life is unfair. So why even bother trying? Because life is just unfair, and they don't feel like they can ever get ahead or that they'll ever win. Another example is the angry person. And we've all had experience with people like this, too. Some of you actually may be this person, or you might even live with one. Or maybe you've had a boss like this. This person is always operating out of anger. And given a chance, they'll tell you exactly why they're angry, because they're always anxious to display their anger. And this type of person sees life as a dog-eat-dog world. So they are constantly in defense mode, and they expect things to go wrong, so they're always on the lookout. And those are just two examples. But it's not easy to live in either one of these places. It's very, very stressful. Now, in general, life is stressful, and some stress is okay. As a matter of fact, having some stress in our life helps to keep us moving forward. But if we allow ourselves to be under stress for a long period of time and we fail to manage that stress, then we begin to have health issues. And those issues could show up as a cold or the flu. Or it could be something chronic like neck pain, or joint pain. It could be digestive issues, headaches, migraines, or even just overwhelming fatigue. These are all signs that you're under stress and you're not managing it well. And again, if we allow this stress to continue over a long period of time, the body will begin to break down to the point that it manifests a serious health condition, a disease. That's why it's so important for us to monitor our stress levels. People who are successfully managing their stress are usually more happy and they're content with life. They're generally more successful, and they see life as an opportunity, and they are generally more healthy as well. So that's a short, very short overview of mental and emotional stress, the stress that's caused by the way that we think and feel. And there's also physical stress. Now, recent studies have shown that toxins are stored in our bodies. They get released. They actually release these same damaging hormones that I mentioned before, cortisol and epinephrine. So if you're not exercising regularly and you're not eating right, you're probably not flushing these toxins out of your body. So if you are overweight and sedentary, then you are also at an increased risk for physical stress. So, you see, Kathleen, we know that the fat cells store the toxins in our body, and if you're storing these toxins and you're allowing these damaging hormones to be released, then you're also at risk. And as a matter of fact, you know, medical science has actually linked several forms of cancer to obesity for this very reason. So it's really important to remember that if we want to be happy and healthy, we need to manage both physical and mental stress. Does that make sense, Kathleen?
Oh, it sure does. And I mean, I can, you know, see people that, you know, are, you know, relate to some of these, you know, stress-induced problems. And, you know, and as you say, we all live with some sort of stress in our life, and it can come, you know, at different times and be more stressful at times than others. And, you know, so it is important that we recognize this. And, I mean, you have so many points in here that we could probably do a broadcast on many more times in the future on these different, you know, just specifically, you know, mental or physical stress. But now you pointed out some really good things. So what are some good ways to monitor our stress levels?
Well, one of the best ways and one of the simplest ways is to take a periodic review of your life. There's a tool that I use in my coaching business called the Wheel of Life, but you can do the same thing without having the physical wheel, just by simply taking out a sheet of paper and looking at these eight areas of your life. And I'm going to review these slowly, so if people want to write them down, they can. The first would be your work or your career. The second would be family and relationships. The third would be finances. The next is health and aging. Then you want to look at personal and professional relationships, your personal development, your spirituality or your faith, and lastly, the fun and enjoyment. So as you look at those areas of your life, you want to rate on a scale from 1 to 10 how satisfied you are. 1 would be not at all satisfied, and 10 would be completely satisfied. You know, it's really important to be honest. You're the only one who's looking at this, so you want to be very honest about all of these areas of your life and how satisfied you are. Now, if most of your ratings are a 6 or below, then that's a pretty good indicator that you're not enjoying life very much, and that's a great indication that there's some stress going on. You know, we're meant to enjoy life, and we should be enjoying our lives. And as you do this review, you also might find that there are some areas of your life where you're very satisfied, and there are some other areas that you're just not satisfied at all. And that would be another indication that you have some work to do. Living a great life, a life where we are fully satisfied, a life that truly makes us happy, is all about balance. And that balance comes from having an even level of satisfaction in all of those areas. So everyone should do this review at least once a year, maybe even more often, maybe even every quarter. It'll give you a good measurement of how you're progressing in these areas of your life. Another way is to simply take a self-assessment using the same scale, the 1 to 10 rating. Ask yourself, how happy are you, really? How are you sleeping at night? Do you feel refreshed when you wake up? How's your weight and your fitness? How angry or upset do you get on a day-to-day basis? Are you frustrated? Are you frustrated with your job, with your relationships, with your children or your spouse? Questions like these will let you know how stressed you are. And sometimes stress gets completely out of control before we even realize it. And, you know, that's why people have breakdowns. Their stress has just gotten completely out of control. And the reason that this happens is because we've been conditioned to ignore our feelings or to suppress them. But our feelings, they're there for a reason. They're there to alert us. And it's when we ignore these alerts that we get into trouble, mentally, spiritually, and physically.
That's great. Now, you've mentioned the word chronic a few times, so can you just tell us what chronic means?
Sure. Chronic, if you were to look up the word chronic in the dictionary, you would find that it means something that is persisting for a long period of time or is constantly reoccurring. It's typically long-lasting, and it's difficult to eradicate. So, you know, unfortunately, the medical community has used this term for years to define a level of illness. So we've learned to associate the word chronic with being a bad thing. But you could be chronically happy. Or you could be chronically... Yeah, wasn't it? You could be chronically successful, meaning that it's a condition that's persistent and long-lasting. But unfortunately, we just don't look around and say things like, look at her, she's so chronically happy. So over time, the word has become, you know, it implies a meaning. If it's chronic, it's a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should go around and tell people, you know, or say that, you know, they're chronically happy, and maybe people will reverse the connotation of really what chronic means and, you know, be a little bit more aware of it. And, Teresa, you know, you've given us a lot of information on stress, and some of our listeners, you know, might need some help, you know, and need somebody like you. So how can a health and wellness coach help someone?
Well, just like a sports coach, a health coach is able to take an objective view of your performance and they can pinpoint the areas that require some work or improvement. Now, unlike your friends and family, who usually are very willing to give you an opinion on how you're doing, and they're usually well-meaning, but they can often have an agenda. And a qualified coach only has one agenda, and that is the client's well-being. So a coach also will provide a confidential, safe and trusted environment for the client to express themselves. A really good coach will be non-judgmental, they'll be empathetic, and they'll believe in their client's unlimited potential. And their job really, really is to assist the client in identifying the blocks that stand in the way of the client fulfilling their dreams. So, another trait that a great coach has is as an intuitive listener. A great coach hears not only what the client is saying, but they also hear what the client is not saying. Now, it's important to mention quickly that there are numerous types of health and wellness coaches. So if someone's interested in working with a health and wellness coach, it would be a really good idea to interview that coach to see what their area of specialty is. It might be diet or weight loss, or they could specialize in a particular illness, such as cancer or fibromyalgia, or like me, they may be focused on stress management and recovery from a chronic condition. Most coaches are willing to do a short consultation at no charge so that you can get your questions answered, and also so that the client and the coach can see if they're a good fit.
Yeah, and that's very important to know that the coach, you know, that you're, you know, thinking about is a good fit, because I know I've experienced a coach that we just weren't a good fit. So it can save a lot of time and a lot of money and a lot of stress. So definitely interview that coach before you hire them. So,
Absolutely.
Teresa, thank you so much for joining me today. And I'm sure our listeners might want to talk to you and learn more about your services. And we're getting a little short on time, but could you tell us the best way for them to contact you?
Absolutely. The easiest way to contact me would be to visit my website, which is my name, TeresaBruni.com. That's T-E-R-E-S-A, Bruni, B as in boy, R-U-N-I.com. And then look for the link that says contact. And when you're on that contact page, you'll see a phone number where you can contact me directly. You can also schedule a call with me for a short chat, and there's a form on there where you can email me. And anyone who's listening today, if you'd like to contact me and shoot me a message, I'll be happy to send you the Wheel of Life. Just be sure to include your email address so that I can email that to you.
Oh, that's great. And I'm sure a lot of people will like to use that Wheel of Life, because I think it's a great assessment tool there. So, Teresa, thanks again for joining me today on the Every Woman Can Be Speaker Spotlight broadcast. And I'm sure some of our listeners will want to meet Teresa and hear more from her. And she's going to be our keynote speaker on Thursday, February 19th, our monthly event from 11 to 1 at Maggiano's Little Italy and the South Park Mall here in Charlotte. It's very easy to register. All you have to do is go to www.everywomancanbe.com, and all the information is there. And while you're at the website, we have lots of information. All of my past Lunch and Learn calls are there that you can listen to anytime that's good for you. It'll be under the events, and then just click on Lunch and Learn. We also have hot topic articles written by our members and our keynote speakers, and there is a calendar of events, and you know, you can get to know some of our fabulous members. We have a scrolling a bio or pictures of all of our members, so you can click on them and find out a little bit more. And if you're in the Charlotte area, the greater Charlotte area, please, you know, come and join us on February 19th. And in the future, always mark the third Thursday of the month. That's our standard day for our monthly meeting. And we hope to meet many, many of you out there. So thanks again for joining me. And remember, you are a woman with infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Thanks so much for joining me, and have a great day.